Brandy
hey,
from
Nikki,
Oklahoma.
It's Melissa from Pennsylvania.
Hey, hello, welcome.
Amy
from Wisconsin. Hey, welcome, lady. Hello, hello.
You're not going to eat the whole bag, though, right? At least the shot of Richmond, Virginia.
All right, Shannon, do we have you on the call?
I just met with a new record company and heard my music and I love it.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Hey, I'm here.
Right, fantastic. All right, we had a little bit of a glitch here.
All right, I'm going to be muted and we'll get the call started. Just one second.
Click this here. Click this here. Okay.
Woohoo! Success! Welcome to the Tuesday Team Call, everybody. This is Nikki Moore. I'm an Ambassador Diamond. I am part of your upline. I'm so glad that you guys chose to plug in tonight. I'm actually doing the call here on the steps at the Great Wolf Lodge. I had to get out of our hotel room. It's loud with the kids, but you know what? The show goes on. I'm so excited to touch base with you, and I'm really excited to have Shannon on the line. Shannon Austin is on the line with us, and she is a presidential, soon-to-be ambassador herself. Welcome, Shannon.
Thank you. She is. I asked Shannon to be on the call tonight because we are going to talk a little bit tonight about personality color types. Now, some of you might be familiar with this terminology, and some of you, this might be pretty new.
I was first exposed to this by Big Al Schrader, and he did a training with us, and I'm going to have to apologize in advance right now if it gets loud as people walk by, but hopefully I'll be able to mute myself when Shannon is talking. But I got introduced to this by Big Al Schrader, and he talked about the personality types and talking about how different people were, here comes a big group. So he talked about different personality color types and how when we are in this type of a business, we are working through relationships. And so we're building with relationships and we're getting to know other people. And we certainly know that sometimes when we recruit other people, we recruit like-minded people, but that's not always the case. We might have a lot of similarities and some similar traits and some similar likes and different goals and things like that. But we might not necessarily have the same color type personality or the basic core of what makes us us. And that's what's really cool with this business is we get to run into lots of different people. And everybody brings such a unique strength and a unique talent to our business. And where someone might be very good at something, I might not be that good. And so I'm going to rely on them and learn from them and vice versa. And so it's really vital to get for your business, because personality color types help give you a clearer view on how your prospects may think or how your prospects may act. This, in a sense, is kind of like a mini psychology course because it gives you some insight into that human psyche, and it makes it a little bit easier and more effective for you to interact and communicate with other people. So it's really effective for you as a business person because sometimes you might be talking to somebody and something that's very important to you to convey about the business. Maybe you're very detail-oriented, and so you want to give all the facts about how they can be successful and all the ins and outs of the business, but maybe the personality that you're talking to, they just want to have a good time. They're getting into this business because of the sense of community, and they're getting into it because they just want to have a good time and go out and have parties and get a few extra bucks while they have a ladies' night out themselves away from their family and their kids. So this is a relational business, and that's how we make money, and that's how we grow our business. And we cannot grow our business if we are not relational and we don't create relationships with other people. Now, granted, we're not necessarily going to be best friends with everybody, but we certainly can be respectful, and you never know, because in this business, I have had many of my very, very, very good friends, regardless of the outcome of this business, come into my life. And I'm very thankful for that because otherwise I would not have met them. And they are different personality types than me. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Shannon with the caveat that not everybody's going to get a classical color of the four main colors that we have and that we've been kind of taught. But this really gives a nice nutshell of perspective for you to look at prospects, how to talk to them, how to break it down to them, and hopefully help with your recruiting and help with your downline relations. So, Shannon, you want to take it over from here?
Sure. Again, like Nikki said, not everybody is all of one color, but most of the time we're at least part of one color and part of another. We're not usually a big rainbow. It's broken down into four colors. I'm going to start with green because I am a green. So that's who I can relate with, and I'll kind of give you what to look for in their personalities and then what to look for if you're at a party and you're talking to them, because there's certain things that will turn off certain colors to your presentation. So you have to kind of be respectful to their color type to be able to sell to them or to recruit them a little bit better. But again, on the greens, most of the time they talk very slow. They're soft-spoken. These are your shy people. They don't like to be out in the center of attention, which is why it makes it hard for me to talk on conference calls and on stage and stuff like that. However, we love facts. We love to do research. We like to take notes. We love to be on the computer. We like Facebook and different social media things where we can express ourselves without having to be so vocal in the center of attention. We also really like to analyze everything. And a lot of times analysis is paralysis for a green. These are the people at your parties that are always going to ask you, well, how does it work? Well, what's in it? Well, why does it do that? And they're going to just kind of pick at every little detail that you put out there. Greens want to see the money. They want to know what you're doing to make the money and how they can make it too. They are very suspicious and skeptical of people and of companies and products. So you've got to know your facts for them. The best thing to do with a green would be to give them the ingredients or the facts on the company and let them do their research themselves. Most of the time, a green is going to take what you say and they're going to Google it and they're going to go talk to their friends and really find out what's going on behind the scenes before they'll ever give you an answer. They're never in a hurry to make a decision. So a green could take about 6 months to sign up on your team. And Nikki, how long did it take me of researching before I signed up with you? Do you remember?
I think it took about two or three months. It probably is closer to 2 months, but it felt like seven.
It did.
And you know what? I am, Shannon will tell you my color in a minute, but I am a fact person too. And that's what I always thought people wanted to hear in the beginning. And so I'm thankful that she's a green because I did bombard her with a lot of information and followed up with her with facts. And so that actually played into my hand, I guess, so to speak, but not necessarily all the time. But it did take her a while to figure out if this was what she wanted to do or more actually that I was who she wanted to do it with.
Definitely. I trusted you, and I knew that you knew what you were doing. I was definitely researching you and the company. Again, the greens are very analytic thinkers. A lot of times your green personality types are your engineers, scientists, and lawyers. They always want to know more. So if someone at your party is asking your questions, you can pretty much guarantee that they're going to be a green personality type. And again, let them have their time to make the decision. Don't rush them. They also never want to be pushed. So you don't want to ever use a pushy tactic or make them feel like they have to buy from you because that will turn them off very quickly. The best thing to do with them, again, is give them the ingredients, give them the facts, send a catalog home with them and let them make up their own mind. Best thing to do, leave them alone and let them make up their mind on their own. And then make sure that you don't overpromise with them because, again, they're very skeptical, and that'll just give them more room for doubt. To look at a green, most of the time, they're going to try to blend in. They're not very flashy. Sometimes they wear trendy clothes, but most of the time it's going to be more laid back, solid colors. They're not likely going to be wearing big, flashy name brands because they don't want to be that center of attention. So, and then we're going to go over to blue. It's pretty funny because a blue is an opposite of a green. And so Jared and I laugh about this all the time because my husband is very blue. So it makes marriage very interesting for us to be completely opposite of each other. Your blues are the center of attention. They love to be up on stage, everybody looking at them. If you walk into a room, the person in the middle that's laughing and making everybody laugh with them, that's going to be your blue. So the blues love to kind of dominate the conversation, but they want it to be about themselves. So it's good for business and the fact that they love parties and they love to be social with other people. So they're going to have a big warm market because everybody likes them and they make everybody feel comfortable. They're good motivators and good promoters. So you want them on your team because they can get a lot of people in a room for you. Now, they have a few weaknesses, though. They're terrible with details and follow-up. Most of the time, they're late for parties or meetings, and they tend to be indecisive. If you're talking to them about signing up as a loyal customer, you need to help them sign up right then because otherwise you may never hear from them again. And it's not because they don't want to. It's because they're busy and they're going to forget. They've got other priorities. They jump from project to project a lot, and they have a hard time finishing tasks. They have the short attention span a lot of times. They make decisions very quickly, like I said. So if they say they want to be a loyal customer, make sure that you run with it right then. If they want to be a distributor, they're probably not going to research the company. They want to know how much fun is involved. If you post a picture of you at conference, and you're wearing your pretty dress, they're going to say, oh, I want to wear a pretty dress, sign me up. So your blues are the fun people, and that's all they're looking for is the friendships and fun portion of your business.
And they're going to want to know. One thing I think about blues often is blues to me are those people that are going to be really great with this business when it's fun and it's working for them. And it's going to take a little bit of work when it's going in the opposite direction. It doesn't seem like they're going to stick with it. It seems like they're going to need a lot of persuading and a lot of coaxing to stay with it and to be convinced that it can be fun even in those downswing moments.
Right. Exactly. They like to make the cash, and they love to dream big, but a lot of times they don't want to follow through with the work that has to be put into it. But they would love for a green to come along and tell them what they need to do. And if you give them exact tasks of what to do, they'll do it. But they want to be told what to do. And they'll follow you as long as you're nice to them. If you're really bossy and you take their fun away, then they're going to run away. But if you can give them some kind of fun but yet good task to stay in their business, they will keep going. If you're trying to recruit them or sell to them at a party, make sure that you tell stories and keep it fun with them. They don't want to know facts. They want to know the stories. And then make sure that you show them the money and how the fun plays into the money because that's what they're thinking about. And then make sure that you're smiling and laughing with them because if they perceive you as too serious, they run the other way. A lot of times their appearance at parties, they're going to be very trendy. They've got the wild hairstyles. They've got the colors in their hair or it's spiky. They are normally your very trendy dressers. They like to stand out. And again, they're going to be the ones that walk in late to your party most of the time. And then we have...
I think about blues, too. I think about if you're reaching out and you create a good rapport, it seems to me like you're good hostesses. You know, we always have one or two of those hostesses that they just want to keep having parties for us. Blues would be, if you could get them to be a loyal customer, that would also be a great loyal customer and party host because they always want to be that center of attention. They're throwing the parties all the time. They want to have a reason to get people over to the house. And so they can help bring in people for you and new prospects for your business, even if they're not in your business themselves.
Definitely. And they're always meeting new people because they're at the grocery store and they're fine with talking to everyone that's around them. Whereas the greens are going to be like, well, I don't know them, so I'm not going to talk to them. But the blues are definitely your social butterfly. All right. So then we have the red, and this is what Miss Nikki Moore is, I do believe. And I know that Cammy Dempsey said that she has some red in her as well. So these are your natural born leaders. We call them fearless, They're very goal-oriented, and they thrive on competition. They're usually very dynamic and energetic. They get up on stage, and they have that strong stage presence where everyone wants to hear what they have to say. They're very independent and very confident. Now, these are the people that they're going to make a decision, and they're going to make it quickly, but it's going to be a well-informed decision. And when they go in, they go all in. So it's 100% for them or nothing. Again, that very strong desire to win. So the best thing to do with them would be to show them what it is and show them how far they could go, show them a little bit of competition with those ranks, and let them at it, and they will take off to the top. Now, some weaknesses of them is they can get very self-centered sometimes because they really want it for themselves. So it's a little bit harder for them to look outside of themselves and teach their teams because all they're thinking is, I've got to do this for me and I've got to do this for my family. And they kind of expect the blues and the greens and the yellows to kind of follow them. And so there's a lot of miscommunication sometimes. So reds have to be very intentional, I guess, every day with making sure that they are the good leader and not just looking out for themselves. Reds usually love the VIP treatment. They like to sit up front at conference. They love to have their name up on the screen, and that's not a bad thing. That's a great thing. That's something that we should all desire. And I was just telling Jared, I've been a green for the past 2 years, but I'm really starting to see some red in me because it is some fun stuff to get to compete for those, you know, top 20 and the Success From Home magazine. So sometimes competition is a good thing. It kind of spurs you on a little bit better. But the reds don't really like to be followers. They want to be that leader, and they do kind of expect people to follow them. Your reds, you want to make sure that when you're presenting the business to them, you're letting them know what you can do for them. So what the business can do for them, what you can do for them as an upline, and make it definitely about them, kind of like your blues. You want to give them options, but not your opinion, because they don't really care what you have to say or to think about it. They want to know the facts and then how to do it. And then make sure that you play up their strengths. So with a red, you would say, Nikki, you are amazing at talking on stage. I can see you doing this. And they'll go for that because they want that recognition. You always want to challenge a red so they will feel the competition and keep going further. And then don't ever tell them that they can't do it because that's just going to make them mad. You want to make sure, again, that you're complimenting them and encouraging them to do it. And then the dress for them, if they walk into a party, they're usually more formal. Again, they're wearing the more expensive designer-type clothes. Even sometimes their casual clothes, they're always going to look a little bit dressier than your other color types. And then they're always put together. There's nothing ever out of place and never sloppy. They're your people that walk into your room and you would say, wow, what do they do? They're your fancier type people. They're most of the time late, kind of like the blues, because they have full schedules, not because they're just selfish, but it's because they have a lot going on. But they do get upset with you when you're late. So if they have something planned and you know that they're red, make sure that you're respectful of their time. And then never tell them what to do. Make sure that you do challenge them, but you don't boss them around because they want to be that leader. And then, again, just keep praising them. So what do you have to say about that, Miss Red Nikki Moore?
I don't know. I do see some traits in that red, but I do see red as somewhat, and maybe this is just in my head, maybe this is my image of a red, and so I'm like, ooh, am I a red? But reds are the ones that want to be in control. They're the take charge type of a people. And so when I think of a red, I think of just a really strong, confident person. And I know in the notes it says sometimes they're untouchable. It's a weakness because they seem to have the appearance of knowing it all. And so
so when you do confront a Red, or when you do have a Red, and it's such a strong personality that it seems like you would be able to identify it fairly quickly if you talk with somebody that shows some of those attributes, even some of those physical characteristics of just being well put together, and we all can identify with those people when they walk in the room. Just making sure that you do play up to their strengths like you do with everybody else, and making sure that they're often validated. And like Shannon said, you know, praise to them and play into their strengths. And it's something that we should really do with everybody, and it's something that I really focus on is giving those compliments. But those Reds kind of typically know what their power suit is, and so if you play right into that, that feeds into it more, and I think it propels them a little bit further.
Definitely. And that's the thing. I mean, there are high-functioning levels of these colors as well. So basically, your strong leaders that get into the leadership positions that you and Cammie Dempsey and these others are in, you're not solid red, meaning you don't have all of the negative and all the positive anymore. You've picked up things that you've learned along the way. So you can kind of mold yourself into other colors. You recognize your strengths and weaknesses, and you play into those to grow yourself as a leader. And that's what we kind of all have to be aware of, our color, so that we know what our strengths and weaknesses are for our own business. Because I know as a green, like I said, I'm very shy. So one thing that I've had to do over the past 2 years is say, I have to talk to people. And, you know, greens don't really like small talk, and we don't have a lot of sympathy, I guess. You know, we are problem solvers. So if someone comes to us with a story about how terrible their day is, all we're thinking is, well, you should have checked your tires before you went out and had the flat tire. You know, we're thinking about what could have prevented it or what we can do to solve it. We're not thinking, oh, I'm so sorry. So that's something as a leader that I've had to really work on and be more sympathetic, because I've seen that that is a personality weakness for myself. So, you know, every day that's something that I have to intentionally try to do. All right, so you
want to
talk about yellows now?
Yes, I'm sorry, my phone was stuck on mute. I couldn't unplug it. Yeah, let's go on to yellow.
All right, so yellows are some of my favorite people. These are our very friendly caretakers, and they're very easy to get along with. They're always the peacemaker in the group. They are the ones that are your genuine friends. They have a big, hot, and warm market because so many people like them because they care about everybody. And they're very dedicated and patient. Now, a lot of times they would rather be supporters than leaders. They will follow an ethical leader. As long as you're doing what you said you would do, they're going to do what you say. Now, however, they're very sensitive to criticism and rejection, so you have to be very careful how you lead them in your business. They take everything that you say very personal. And if they are rejected, say that they're out blitzing or trying to recruit someone, and they get a no, they think that it's something that they did personally. So they have to really work on that one. And they're not very goal-oriented or highly motivated. They often use excuses, and they'll even use other people's excuses why they can't achieve their goals. They're very sympathetic, though, but they like to dwell on problems. These are the ones that can talk your ear off, especially before a meeting or after a meeting. They're the ones that want to tell you everything about their day, and that's great because they're great storytellers, so they'll be really good in your business. But they don't want the money. They don't join the business for the money. They join for what the business can do for others. So to present the business to them, you want to make sure that you're telling them how much they can help change others' lives or provide for their family. They're big on their children, and they want to provide for their children before anything else. They really do not like materialism. So if you're talking too much about money in a party setting or a business opportunity setting, they're immediately turned off. They don't like things that are impersonal. So if you're emailing them or texting them, they don't like that. They prefer a face-to-face visit or a phone call. And they really don't like to make decisions. So you do kind of have to help them, but you don't want to push them either. And then, again, you've got to show them why it's going to make a difference in their life and other people's lives. They do love to read books, and they love to volunteer, so they're good if you've got them on your team to get them involved with helping out others, and make sure that you're constantly praising them because they really need that praise because they do get so hung up on the criticism and rejection. They love to listen to stories, so if you have a good testimony to tell at your party, they will listen to that because they're thinking the whole time, oh, I know someone that would work for. They're not ever thinking, oh, that would work for me, but they're thinking about what that could do for someone else. Make sure that you do go overboard to show genuine concern to them and their problems and needs, and then they will not join your team unless they feel that they really can trust you and that you care for them. And again, if they're on your team, they're not going to be highly motivated because of their personality type. So you do kind of have to lay it out for them and break it down into smaller steps for them and then kind of keep them on task. And then you always want to show them the big picture of how many people they can help in their business. And these are the ones that are going to be dressed very casual and comfortable. They're never flashy or wearing expensive clothes. A lot of times they're wearing a lot of earth tones, and a lot of times their hair is just kind of not trendy. It's a typical haircut, and a lot of times they will not be wearing jewelry because they don't want to stand out at all, and these are the ones that their money always goes to other people. So they're always buying for their kids or their aunt or their sister before they buy for themselves. But they are usually on time or early, because they're so respectful of other people. They don't want to be late because they feel that it would offend their host. And make sure when you're talking to them that you are always giving them eye contact and making them feel special because they're watching for that for a trust factor.
Yeah, I think of yellow as kind of the den mother. Would that be a good, you know, there? They're the mother hens of the group, and we all have those in the groups, and they're the ones that want to take care of us. They're the ones that, and they don't care if you're a sideline, an upline, a downline. They're the type of person that wants to invite you into their home and make sure that you're fed and comfortable and taken care of. And so these people are really team-oriented. They are the type of people that they will strive for more success if they can bring somebody along with them. If somebody else has something to gain that they have a stake in, these are the people that are going to rally for the team effort. And so again, just being very genuine with these people and just knowing that they just want to love on you and they just want to be loved too. I think of that, just that little den mom or that kindergarten teacher, you know, just very sweet and helpful and compassionate and kind, and every good little adjective that you can put on somebody, that's what I think of yellows.
Exactly. And there's kind of a neat little rhyme that can kind of help you remember the colors and what they go with, and it's called the binders, grinders, finders, and minders. So your yellows are the binders. They like to have everyone get along and work in a team. So again, they're the ones that glues everyone together with their peace and harmony. The greens are the grinders because they will grind through all the data and process the facts. The blues are the finders because they will find everything that is fun and interesting, forgetting to follow up or go back and categorize or organize the information gathered. And then the reds are the minders because they will mind the books and records. So, and again, everybody can have a little bit of each color, but most of the time you're going to lean toward one color or the other.
Yeah, and it's good. It's so helpful for me. I try to think of different personality types. And so just even identifying a couple people by, you know, you letting everybody know that you're green and, you know, Cammie's a red. I think of Alicia is blue. She likes to have fun. She has a lot of really strong other non-party traits, I guess, so to speak, but the fun people. You know, and then the yellows are just those moms, and so it helps. And if you can think about what you are, I know Shannon, you have this document uploaded on your pages, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I will upload it to my team pages as well and some of my leaders outside of Alicia. So that way you guys can take a look at this. It's a long document, but it is broken down into these different colors, and each color has about 2 to 3 pages of information on it, talking about the strengths, the weaknesses, their likes, their dislikes, different ways to kind of approach them. But if you can figure out who you are and then try to identify somebody you know as each of those colors, that will put in a really good frame of reference. So that way when you're out talking to other people, you can be more personable with them and you can be more mindful of creating relationships. And knowing that even if you're creating a relationship and they don't get into your business right now, sometimes that's what people are looking for, is you to create a relationship or find some common ground or for them to feel understood. And if you feel like you're understood or you understand somebody from their perspective, it makes it a lot easier to stay in contact with them. It makes it a lot easier to follow up with them. It makes it a lot easier to create a basis for friendship with those different personality types. And so it's something that I would just, you know, it's not a tried and true science. It's not something that you have to study and become an expert on, but just to have a little bit of glimpse into these different personalities, I think would be really helpful for you as you guys look into these next months that we're in this really big momentum and building that business and seeing if you can take it to that next level by figuring out and putting on your little psychology hat.
Definitely.
So, anything else? I think that's pretty much it. We'll get those uploaded, and I can open up the call for a second. Maybe we can see if we have any questions. Do you have a second just to stay in line for a couple questions, Shannon?
Sure.
All right, because it's kind of a different topic. So let me see if there's any questions. We have time for just a couple. Just a second, I'll unmute the call. Hey, everybody, you're now currently unmuted. Does anybody have any questions?
I do. Catherine. I'm from Alaska. I believe that I'm half yellow, half red. And so I don't know, like, can we be mixed like that? And is it, you know, is that a combo? Have you heard about people?
Yeah. Shannon, you want to go ahead and, I mean, like you had kind of said that earlier, that they can have mixes, correct?
Yes, you can be both. Reds and yellows are opposites, but what you might be is either a high-functioning yellow or a high-functioning red, which in the document that's on the Facebook group or that will be uploaded to it, it kind of breaks that down a little bit more. And like I said, that's basically people that have learned to tweak some of those weaknesses and play more into their strengths.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. Because even like I'm just looking at the high functioning red, you know, the very driven people. It says they're very driven to win, but they will not do things unethically to win. They have a good self-image, but they don't need the approval of others. They're self-centered, but they have awareness of other people's needs. They learn to listen to others because they're typically not good listeners, and they include people in their decision-making process. So when you get into that high functioning, it's almost like you understand your personality trait. You take a look at some of the weaknesses that go along with your personality color, and that maybe you do have that are tried and true with the same color, and you continue to work on that. So, you know, and that's why it's not necessarily black and white with us, because as people we are evolving, and I believe that people in our business especially, I think so many people are focused on that self-development. We really strongly encourage that self-development, whether it's a leadership book or it's a book on something that's of interest to you or moral consequence or picking up the Bible, any of those type of things really fall into that leadership because you are changing yourself and you are striving to become a better person. So, you definitely always have to take those things into consideration. But that was a really good question. I'm going to open it up for one more, just a second. All right. Anybody else have another question?
Hey, Shannon.
Hello.
Hello.
You have a question?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello? Okay. Anyways, I'm a green-yellow personality, and I think I have a hard time because I am that nurturing person. Trying to, like, I talk to people about the business, but then on the other hand, you know, I look at each, I'm not saying that I judge people, but I kind of think, you know, to myself, you know, I want to get my business going, but then I kind of make judgments, I guess, you know, kind of thinking, can that person, you know, do what we need, and I don't know, I just like second judgment.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but there's somebody on the line that has a baby that's crying. Could you mute yourself, please? If you have a baby on the line that's crying, could you mute yourself, please? Okay. You know what? I'm so sorry. It's really hard to hear you. Maybe. Why don't you try that again? Sorry.
No, I was noticing, I think I am a green-yellow personality, and I'm kind of like the nurturing mother hen kind of person, personality, and it's kind of hard because I really want to get my business going, but then I make judgments when I'm trying to talk to people, you know, before I'm already making the decision, trying to, you know, tell them how to do our business, and they might be a younger person thinking, you know, I don't know, you know, if they're going to be able to. I don't know. It's just kind of a weird thing that I have a hard time, like, with trying to convey to people how to get into the business with having that type of personality.
I think on that, you just kind of have to stop prejudging, and you have to realize that if you're not going to talk to them, you're already saying no for them. So you want to make sure that you are going to everybody, whether you think that they're going to want this or not, let them make up their own minds. So I know that a lot of time that's the green in us. We're really thinking, oh, well, we can't talk to them because they're not going to want this. We really do prejudge people in almost every area of our lives. We're not very open, so we have to make sure that we are intentionally changing that every day and saying, today I'm going to talk to them and grow that comfort zone, so that you can let them make up their own decision.
Yeah. I think it's good, especially from Shannon, to just, you do have to recognize that you have to get out of your comfort zone, and it's good that you can identify with what your color type is, because you already see those traits in yourself. And Shannon, what are some of the things that maybe you did for the greens that are so quiet? Because I do remember talking to you in the beginning, and it was like pulling teeth, uncomfortable. Like, because I'm like, this girl only answers me. She doesn't, I'm used to somebody else that wants to pick up and talk, you know, that somebody wants to talk as much as I do. And even for me, who likes to talk as much, I was running out of things to say with Shannon because I was trying to build a relationship with her, but she wasn't having chit-chat with me. And so it was very difficult. What are some of the things that you did to get yourself as a green personality out of that comfort zone into more of a chit-chat than an analytical type conversation?
I think mostly it was I had to make a plan to do it. So I had to kind of sit back and look at the facts of my business is not going to grow if I don't talk to people. So therefore, I know I have to talk to people. Now, how am I going to do that? And so every day it was, well, today I'm going to talk to someone that I see pushing a stroller. And I had to make myself follow the plan to do it. And then every time it would get a little bit easier. But I'll tell you, I was so introverted that I didn't like to answer the phone. And like you're saying, I don't like chit-chat, small talk. Text me and you'll get an immediate text back. You know, but if you call me, a lot of times it would go to voicemail because I was thinking, I don't want to talk on the phone. You know, that's just me. So I'm one of those, say what you need to say, and then we're done. So to grow my business, I had to learn that sometimes people do want to talk to me. And so I had to become a better listener. So, and it's a lot of personal development stuff as well. You know, us greens, we really like to read books and we like to research stuff. So grab some personal development books and then kind of follow their guidelines. But there's some good ones out there that can help with that.
Awesome. Thank you. I hope that helped. So thank you again so much, Shannon. I know that this is not your favorite thing to do, but you do an amazing job, and I'm always glad to have you on the call with me. And you're so knowledgeable about the personality color types, and I know so many people are going to glean a lot of information from this. But we will go ahead and get these posted on the pages, and leaders, and just be in tune with our pages in case we miss. I know there's so many Facebook pages branching off of double diamonds and above, and so I just see the double diamonds and above growing so quickly, and once they get to that stage, they start to get their own team Facebook page. But so watch ours in case we miss it, but we'll do our best to get them on everybody's Facebook pages under the files, under documents. So thanks again, Shannon. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You guys, yes, you're welcome. Anytime.
So we will we'll see you next time, same place, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time next Tuesday. So everybody, thank you so much. Have a great night.
Shannon.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The moderator has left the conference.